Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nur Allah. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, please lower your gaze and listen to the dars from Fizan Sunnat with full concentration, because by looking here and there, by playing on the floor with your fingers, or by messing around with your clothes, body or hair, it is possible that this may result in the removal of blessings. The intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, our beloved master, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated, when those who love each other for the sake of Allah azza wa jal meet and shake hands while sending salat on the beloved Rasul, their previous and future sins are forgiven before they separate. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, there is a lot of joy, a lot of preparations that take place on the blessed day, or before the blessed day of Eid, with the Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha. We will discuss a few Madani pearls. Our Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of Dawud Islami, Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razwi Ziyai Dam Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, has presented to us, has advised us. Let us try and make amal and practice upon this with good intentions. Remember, whatever good intention we make for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah ta'ala, we will be rewarded. The following acts are mustahab on the day of Eid. To get the hair cut according to the sunnah method, not according to the latest fashions and styles. To trim and cut the nails, to have a bath, to make ghusl, to use the miswak. This is in addition to using it during the wudu. To wear nice clothes, whether new clothes or washed clothes. To apply itr, perfume and fragrance, wearing a ring. Islamic brothers are allowed to wear only one ring, which should be of a silver metal and weighing less than 4.5 masha, about less than 4.5 grams. There must be only one gem, one precious stone in this ring. They should not wear the ring without a gem. This is not allowed. Without a stone, a precious stone, that kind of ring is not allowed for Islamic brothers. There is no limit for the weight of this gem or this stone. They are not allowed to wear more than one ring. Men cannot wear the ring made of any other metal except for silver. Offer Salatul Fajr in the masjid of your locality. Before going to offer Eid al-Fitr Salah, eat some dates in odd numbers, whether 3, 5, 7, etc. If dates are not available, then eat something sweet. If nothing is eaten before the Salah, there will not be any sin. But if nothing is eaten till Salatul Isha, then that person will be rebuked. Offering the Eid Salah at a place that is designated for offering Eid Salah. To go to the designated place for Eid Salah on foot, this is a desirable act as well. Although there is no harm in using any conveyance, walking on foot is better for those who are able to do so. There is no harm at all in then returning via conveyance. Going to the designated place of Eid Salah from one path and returning from another path. Paying Sadaqatul Fitr before the Eid Salah, this is better. But if you could not pay it before the Eid Salah, then pay it after the Eid Salah. Express joy on this blessed day. Junaid Sadaqah and charities in abundance. Heading towards the designated place for Eid Salah calmly, in a dignified manner, with the eyes lowered, the gaze lowered. Congratulate each other on this blessed day. Shake hands and embrace one another after the Eid Salah, as Muslims usually do. It is a good act because it expresses happiness and joy. However, remember, embracing a young, attractive lad may lead to allegations or suspicion. In most cases, they are the same rulings for Eid al-Adha as well. However, there are a few differences. For example, it is mustahab not to eat anything before the Eid Salah on Eid al-Adha. That is when the cattle are being slaughtered, Qurbani takes place. Regardless of whether or not one is performing sacrifice, but if one eats something, there is still no harm. Uttering the following takbir in a low voice while on your way to the designated place for Eid Salah to offer Eid al-Fitr Salah, and uttering it loudly while heading for the designated place for Eid Salah to offer Eid al-Adha Salah. What is this takbir? Let us recite. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahil Hamd. Translation. Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. There is none worthy of worship except Allah, and Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest, and all the praise is for Allah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madani Channel, listeners of Madani Channel, gain the privilege of performing i'tikaf and acquire the blessings of Ramadan every year. Travel with the Madani Qafilas in the company of the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and multiply your happiness of Eid. Avoid different types of sins openly committed on the occasion of these blessed days of Eid. There is an extremely pleasant blessing of a Madani Qafila presented for your motivation and persuasion to travel with the Madani Qafilas. An Islamic brother, about 25 years old, from Karangi, Babul Medina, Karachi, has stated, I used to work in a garage. Even though repairing vehicles is a permissible occupation, it is extremely difficult to avoid sins these days. Those who have worked in garages would be well aware that the environment of garages is extremely filthy, and earning halal money for mechanics is like getting blood out of a stone these days. As a result of the filthy environment and unlawful earning, I did not offer even Jumu'ah Salah, nor Eid Salah. I would spend the whole night watching films, dramas. I would commit every minor and major sin. Fortunately, once I listened to an audio cassette of a sunnah inspiring speech called Allah Azza wa Jal Ki Khufya Tatbeer, released by Maktabatul Madina, which proved to be a turning point in my life. Thereafter, I was blessed with the privilege of performing i'tikaf in Ramadan and travelling with a 3-day Madani Qafila in the company of lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Due to the blessings of this i'tikaf and the Madani Qafila, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I have joined the Madani environment of Dawud-e-Islami. Now, I offer my 5-time Salah. I have established my Salah. Millions of thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal, who has enabled a sinner like me, who did not used to even offer Jumu'ah or Eid Salah, to call and persuade others to offer their Salah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. At the time of giving the statement, I am making my contribution to the Madani works, the Madani activities of Dawud Islami, a global non-political religious movement of Quran and Sunnah as the head of a Zaili Mushawarat of a Masjid. O Allah Azza wa Jal, enable us to celebrate Eid according to the Sunnah and grant us the Madani Eid of Hajj and seeing the city of beautiful Medina, as well as the blessed and beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam again and again. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By the grace of Allah azza wa jal, in order to reform ourselves, we must act upon the Madani na'amat, and to reform the people of the entire world, we must travel in the Madani qafilas, inshaAllah azza wa jal. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein ae daawat islami teri dhoom machi ho. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Jazallahu anna sayyidina wa maulana muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahluh. O Allah azza wa jal, for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, forgive us, our parents, and all the Muslims. O Allah azza wa jal, forgive the mistakes of this dars and all our sins. Give us the enthusiasm to become pious and practicing Muslims, and make us obedient to our parents. O Allah azza wa jal, make us your sincere lovers and of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Cure us from the disease of sins. O Allah azza wa jal, give us the ability to act upon the Madani Amat and to travel with the Madani Qafilas. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with the enthusiasm of making individual effort to motivate others to carry out Madani activities. O Allah Azza wa Jal, free every Muslim from disease, death, unemployment, wrongful court cases and every type of worry. O Allah Azza wa Jal, may Islam dominate and the enemies of Islam be disgraced. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawood Islami. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim with obedient offspring. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with martyrdom under the shadow of the green dome while we are beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi and the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the fragrant breeze of Medina, accept all our lawful du'as. Kehte rehte hain du'a ke waaste bande tere, kar de puri aarzu har bekaso majboor ki. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabiy. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. صلى الله على النبي الأمي وآله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا رسول الله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.